you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Overnight permits for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area are partially reopening. The head of St. Paul Academy and Summit Schools has resigned, and the Minnesota Vikings' all-time rushing leader is headed to the Ring of Honor. But first, Minnesota state lawmakers behind a law banning prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket expect the issue to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. This comes after a federal judge ruled against the ban yesterday, saying federal law preempts the ban, adding it would cause irreparable harm if it took effect. DFL State Senator John Marty on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Vanita Sokar.
And, you know, it's telling that the lawsuit was not just brought by the corporations who are profiting from this. Predatory corporations. It was brought by both them and the regulators at the federal level who are supposed to protect Americans from them, but who have been working with them and done nothing to regulate them.
The ban was set to take effect on Saturday. Overnight permits for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area are partially reopening on Thursday as wildfire conditions improve. The Forest Service says this includes 41 entry points, which covers about 39% of the central and eastern BWCA, mostly in Cook and Lake counties. A campfire ban remains in effect, but gas stoves are allowed for cooking. Fridley residents sounded off last night during a city council meeting over concerns related to flock cameras and how data is accessed from outside agencies. Many residents spoke out against the cameras altogether, while some praised how they make the community safer.
I ask you to give meaningful weight to the public safety benefits these cameras can provide and to the peace of mind they offer families throughout our community. Our city has a responsibility to use every reasonable, lawful tool available to improve public safety while maintaining appropriate oversight.
Fridley Police noted they made changes and are restricting access to Minnesota agencies only, blocking immigration-related searches. Total searches dropped from over 494,000 in January to just over 22,000 in February. Immigration-related searches fell from 107 to zero. The Anoka County Sheriff's Office has identified the man hit and killed last Friday by a train near the Anoka County Fairgrounds. 33-year-old Tyrell Christie of Minneapolis was hit around 9 p.m. near the 2700 block of Ferry Street in Anoka. The Sheriff's Office hasn't said what led to Christie being hit. The incident disrupted some of the traffic trying to leave the fair, with Metro Transit stepping in to get some people back to their vehicles. While cyclospora hasn't appeared to reach salad bowls in Minnesota, there's still plenty of concern around the parasitic outbreak. Dr. Craig Hedberg from the University of Minnesota researches food and safety issues. He joined Vanita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News. Hedberg says U.S. food production and distribution is incredibly complicated, meaning there's plenty of opportunities for parasites and bacteria to wiggle their way in.
Which is why we need a strong public health system to really track the occurrence of illnesses so that we can get on these outbreaks quickly and stop them before they grow into big events.
Hedberg says budget cuts have affected state and local health departments' capacity to respond to such outbreaks. However, he said he'd still eat a salad right now. U.S. Senate Democratic candidates Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan sparred yesterday in their second and last scheduled debate before the August 11th primary. WCCO political analyst Blois Olson says courting younger voters is key to winning the nomination.
Those are the toughest voters to get there. That is also where the fissure within the Democratic Party nationally is. Young socialists versus older Democrats. And so are we going to see it here in Minnesota? TBD.
There is a Senate forum next week at Farm Fest in Redwood County, but it's not known if Craig and Flanagan will square off there. The head of St. Paul Academy and Summit Schools resigned yesterday.
The resignation of Luis Otley comes a month after a parent sued the private institution, claiming retaliation for criticizing his leadership. In the lawsuit, the parent says Otley threatened his children's enrollment at the academy. This came after the parent drafted a letter of no confidence against Otley and distributed it throughout the school. Otley leaves the school by the end of the week. Parents were notified about the change in an email from the academy's board president. Otley had been at SPA for 4 years and his top assistant will run the school for now. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis city leaders are working to address the growing demand for affordable housing with its newest multifamily project. Mayor Jacob Frey and local housing leader celebrated the completion of a new multiplex in the Windham neighborhood. The Minneapolis Public Housing Authority's executive director, Abdi Warsame, says this grand opening comes as more than 3,500 families remain on the public housing wait list.
MPHA staff are excited to begin helping families move into their new homes. Leasing these units will begin next month, with the goal of having families moved in early September, just in time for the new school year.
He says this newest project will be home to three local families. 2 weeks from the primary election, the city of Minneapolis is extending its hours at the Early Vote Center. The center on Hennepin Avenue will be open weekdays from 8 to 6 and on weekends from 9 to 3 up until August 9th. The Monday before the primary, the hours are 7 to 5. The city recommends returning mail ballots in person after August 4th. Election Day is August 11th. The Minnesota Lynx return to Target Center tonight in the team's first game back out of the WNBA All-Star break. Head coach Cheryl Reeve.
We're in a sprint now. Post All-Star is usually a sprint to the finish line. Right now that finish line is FIBA because we don't have many games on the other side of a FIBA break. So that's what it is, making sure they understand that if we're not in sprint mode, you know, then obviously we'll lose the race.
Tonight marks Nafisha Collier's first home game since returning to the lineup last week. Tip-off against Toronto is tonight at 7. Finally, the Minnesota Vikings' all-time rushing leader is headed to the team's Ring of Honor. Adrian Peterson will be inducted on November 9th when the Vikings host the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Peterson was selected 7th overall in the 2007 draft and set franchise record rushing yards, touchdowns, and carries in his 10 seasons with the team. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.